This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Oh, here we go. Let us start with Walmart, actually. And Walmart's great value brand. That is the Walmart brand. A couple of videos have been posted over the last month or so on this, and the latest coming from a mom in Jacksonville, Florida, who showed a video of the frozen chicken nuggets. Great value Walmart brand. And they are trending because in every one of these chicken nuggets, they were empty inside. No chicken, just breading. Every single one of them in the bag. Must have been a bad batch or something because, yeah, a couple of these similar videos have been seen throughout last month in February, too. Now, Walmart released a statement this week on the chickenless, nothing but bread, chicken nuggets.
Is that even a nugget?
Saying they are, quote, working closely with their suppliers to resolve the issues. No word on exactly what caused it or anything like that. Yeah, I mean, you have boneless, and now you have chickenless completely. Great value, though.
Dum, 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 dum.
So Mardi Gras was definitely different for our friends in the Bayou this year, but some festivities went on as planned. Well, they went on and on and on, and although partiers weren't trying to enjoy Fat Tuesday, the winds had different ideas, and a trash-nado ensued down in Mississippi. Garbage cans went flying everywhere. I'm imagining the contents inside weren't that pretty either. Even organizers, well, they say they're trying to prevent the situation in the future.
Certainly not Mardi Gras-like.
Trash-nado.
But that is like every other day down on Bourbon Street.
So. Well, there's that, yeah.
That's it. Let us go to Florida, but this starts with 32-year-old Texan Jathan Gilder, who attempted in Orlando to steal about $1.3 million worth of diamond jewelry from a Tiffany and Company in Orlando. This happened last month. So he goes in and he steals a ring and a couple of sets of diamond earrings. As we said, all that totals up to about $1.3 million.
Tiffany ain't no joke.
Well, they have security, as one might assume. And on his way out, he got into a scuffle with the employees and the security. He dropped the ring, but he got away with the two sets of diamond earrings worth individually $610,000 and then $160,000. Hopped into his SUV, and he tried to drive all the way back to Texas. But police tracked him down just a few hours later, never even made it out of Florida. Before they took him into custody, though, Jathan had the brilliant idea. Well, they can't charge me for what they can't find, and swallowed the two sets of earrings.
Ew.
Which did not fool anybody. It just is going to make things messier. The cops scanned his body, saw the, quote, foreign objects, and notified him that we're going to need to wait. Wait for what? You know.
Whose job is this?
The lowest on the totem pole in seniority on that.
Public servant.
There's a rookie out there on the force that's going to have to do some sifting. He even asked the jail staff, though, am I going to be charged with what's in my stomach? Turns out, yes, dude.
Oh, dude.
Yes,
okay.
You will. But at least he went to Florida to commit the crime. So there you go.
You know, sometimes calling the supervisor just doesn't get results. So what do you do then? You go up the chain of command. A passenger on a flight out of Vegas wanted to get home. American Airlines was running late, so he dialed 911 to complain to authorities. Wordies, he had a little too much fun in Sin City. Police then intervened, escorted the passenger off the plane, and described him as high as a kite.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just you remember the number.
Dum, 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 dum.
North Carolina, South Carolina have been dealing with some wildfires as of late. And one in North Carolina right there, in Winston-Salem, no less, took out the T.W. Garner Food Company. Yes, a fire took down the company that ironically makes Texas Pete hot sauce. Also ironic, Texas Pete hot sauce is made in North Carolina.
Dum, 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 dum.
So you want to make your mark on the world so folks can remember you forever? Well, there's a lot of ways to do it. How about a Guinness World Record? Well, Radeep Sekia has some very brave ideas. He attempted to consume 2.2 pounds of burning charcoal in under a minute. Inside Edition says they're waiting to confirm all of this. Do not try this at home and pretty much any other TikTok challenge. Just make some really good choices.
Yeah, this is like combining a TikTok challenge with like a Tony Evans walk across hot coals motivational seminar.
I don't want to go to the work retreat.
Yeah, don't try that at home.
Dum, 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 dum.
That's worse than the hot sauce. And then finally, speaking of TikTok, I don't know the names of this lovely young TikTok couple. That's probably a good thing at this point. Not sure where they're from, but I can guarantee you it ain't the country and it ain't the mountains. Vacationing in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, right there along the beautiful, beautiful eastern edge of Tennessee and the Smoky Mountains, they got themselves a nice little mountain cabin for a second. But they had issues with its location.
We just checked into our cabin, and we are leaving our cabin, actually. We're going to go stay downtown
just
Gatlinburg.
Like
for us who don't live in mountains, this is kind of a big deal. The whole mountain that we have to drive through is very uphill, so we're leaving.
Yeah, it turns out a mountain has a bit of an uphill climb to it.
Like an altitude? So weird.
Maybe try Kansas.
Okay?
Dum, 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 d